I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us this morning on the Trocare College live line from O'Donnell and Associates, Jack O'Donnell, as we are just under 2 weeks away from Election Day. All right, Jack, it's kind of crunch time. I mean, do you notice it being crunch time around Albany, around New York State, with a lot of these races now kicking into high gear?
Well, you certainly notice it if you win it. You live in one of these contested congressional races in New York, and the folks in swing states, boy, they're noticing it.
You know, early voting starts here on Saturday, but this is late compared to most of the country. Do you think there will be an effort to move up early voting in the future here?
I wouldn't be surprised. I think we've seen a number of measures in Albany to kind of expand voting and try to make it easier. So I wouldn't be surprised to see it. I mean, especially when we've seen in these other states, you know, in Georgia, over a million people have voted. So a lot of voting happening now.
And we look to some of the big issues around this election day. Obviously, at the top of the ticket, the presidential race here in New York. I mean, there's not a lot of campaigning being done, even though we are still seeing the ads, at least some of them, not really considered a battleground state. In terms of where this is a battleground, where are the hotly contested areas around New York State, and what races are being zeroed in on?
Well, in New York, really, the fight is over Congress. There is a seat in and around Syracuse that is highly contested. And then there are two in sort of the northern suburbs of New York City and another two on Long Island. Those five races are really the center, right, the epicenter of this control, this fight for control of Congress.
Locally, Jack, the biggest race around here is for Erie County District Attorney. Seems like it's a very expensive race. So much advertising is going in on this. Why do you suppose that's happening?
It's happening because you have a vacancy, right? And when you don't have an incumbent in these races, that's when seats flip. That's when control changes. And so, you know, having such an important office, an office where you hire a lot of people, and you have a huge impact on people's day-to-day lives, especially with this focus on quality of life and safety out there, this is the race to watch.
Prop 1 getting a lot of attention across the state, Jack. What I found really interesting when it comes to this, and it's not that unusual for this to happen, but we're seeing it again. It's really easy to hear the sides coming out against Proposition 1. It's not that easy to find the voices arguing for Proposition 1, which, according to the latest Siena poll, is popular across the state. That being said, why don't we hear more voices in support of Prop 1, especially here in Western New York?
Well, I think there probably are some more voices downstate, but I think Democrats thought this would be a slam dunk. The idea was to primarily protect abortion rights in New York. It was a reaction to the Roe v. Wade decision in Washington. And then it got it sort of loaded up with a number of other protections and expansions of what those protections are and who they apply to. So, you know, I think Democrats thought this would be really easy and was going to pull people out to the polls. And as a result, they didn't put the kind of fundraising together to raise money to support it. That's happening now. Governor Hochul committed some resources and the New York State Democratic Party. So you probably see some of those over the next couple of weeks. Certainly, they're seeing them in New York City, where abortion and abortion rights are more popular.
You mentioned abortion, and for Democrats, that's kind of what their focus is on when it comes to Prop 1, you know, enshrining abortion rights into the state's constitution. But for a lot of people who say vote no on Prop 1, they're looking at that expansion that you mentioned, things like age discrimination mentioned in Prop 1, gender discrimination mentioned in Prop 1, and basically saying that, hey, wait a second, this might open a Pandora's box of we don't really know how this might be interpreted in the future. Why be so vague with it?
Well, I think some of that is because it was written by committee. It was written by the legislature. And I think to get the votes done, they needed to keep adding things so more and more people would be comfortable with passing that, right? Understand that it had to pass two legislatures to even get on the ballot. And so I do think there was a lot of that. You know, we've already had a court case about what the wording is because it is vague, confusing, and wordy.
You know, does it also allow sex education to begin as early as kindergarten? I've heard that. I don't know if that's the case. And supporting transgender athletes, which would allow men in women's sports, boys in girls' bathrooms.
That's what some folks are saying, right? You know, I mean, all of these things, like everything else in the Constitution, would be interpreted by the courts about, you know, what you can do or can't do. But it does seem that it would support transgender athletes. And I know that's a big pushback from some of the opponents and seems to be resonating out there.
I saw a recent story on Prop 1 that, you know, toward the bottom of the story, it made a note that other states that have done something similar, specifically with the age discrimination part. It just had it, you know, kind of as a footnote and aside, say, well, in other states where this has been challenged, they've upheld age limits on, you know, tobacco and alcohol sales. And is that like one of those statements that, you know, has people going like scratching their heads like, wait, what a second? What are, you know, why is this even up to question if we're talking about something that supposedly has to do with abortion? And now all of a sudden the question is raised of, oh, maybe an 8-year-old can buy a beer. Not that that would be allowed in the states, but that it opens that door. Does that kind of add to some of the confusion here?
Of course it does, right? And this is something, you know, it was rushed through originally in a special session of the legislature, so I don't think it was, you know, crafted very artfully. I don't think that a court in New York would find that it will allow kids to buy cigarettes, allow kids to buy liquor. But again, that's where how you craft these things, what the language is, and writing in plain language, which is something they're supposed to do for these propositions, is lacking here.
All right, Jack. Hey, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.